When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
There's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, tremendous sports Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Thursday morning, the world of sports is buzzing. And we're going to get to all the big stories, including a take that I have on the 2026 Cleveland Browns that makes me sad. And I think it might make you mad. The problem is that I'm right. I'll share that take coming up later this hour. We'll also talk NBA off of last night, and I will explain to all of you why Detroit's win last night at home over Oklahoma City in a potential, keyword potential, NBA Finals preview says more good things about the team that lost than the team that won. We're talking NBA next hour here on You Better You Bet. And I'm going to tell you what the lamest thing in sports in the year of our Lord 2026 is. Here's a hint. It happened last night, and it emanates from the sport of college basketball. The lamest thing thus far in 2026 in the world of sports, I will explain later in the show. Three tremendous guests will join us today on You Better You Bet. I'm very much looking forward to welcoming in Dave Hellman from The Athletic, co-host of The Athletic Football Show. I think that show is sensational. We had Robert Mays on in San Francisco at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. Robert is the host of the show. Dave is one of the co-hosts of the show. Dave will join us live from Indianapolis coming up later this hour. Very much looking forward to that conversation with Dave Helm. My friend Andrew Perloff joins us next hour on the show from Athlon Sports, formerly of Maggie and Perloff, formerly of the Dan Patrick Show. Perloff is wildly entertaining. He joins us coming up at 10 o'clock Eastern time this morning. And in the final hour of the show, you know him, you love him, maybe you hate him. He's a bit of a curmudgeon, if we're being honest, but I think he's the absolute best. Founder of the Field of 68, I think they're the best when it comes to covering college hoops. The legendary Jeff Goodman in the final hour of the show. And among the questions that I will ask Jeff Goodman, what the hell happened last night with St. John's? Jeff Goodman coming up in the final hour today on You Better, You Bet. And as always in the final hour, the power hour of the show, we, myself, Tyler, and Kenny, we will close the show with our best bets. And just to get ahead of this right now, yes, I saw your tweets. I got your Instagram messages. I even got texts from some friends of mine. Yes, St. John's was DOA yesterday. And I said it on the air. This is where just like I'm a terrible sports bettor sometimes, right? I said at the end of the show yesterday, the fact that like I love St. John's, Tyler loves St. John's, Kenny loves St. John's. All of our rationale was the number feels too big and yet it keeps climbing out. Despite the three of us, the three idiots, the three stooges, all of us being like, oh man, way too many points. The betting market's just like, yeah, we're going to keep adding points. And we're just like, oh wow. Wow. Now we're getting more points. Oh man. Best bet of all time. I did say, like, I don't say this stuff for comedic effect. I do. I do say it partly for comedic effect and comedic impact, but also like, yeah, like that bet's DOA. We all love it, and it was mwah, the kiss of death. Oh, baby. 72-40. So not our best work with the bets yesterday. So at the end of the show, as it stands right now, I've got one bet for tonight. Just one. College basketball slate kind of sucks. There's only one really big game, Purdue-Michigan State. The NBA slate, you know, like I have some thoughts, but we don't know who's playing in the games as usual early in the morning when it comes to the NBA. I do have a bet in the Purdue-Michigan State game. Is my bet for tonight influenced by how last night's went? Yes. I'm hoping and praying. Like Dave Chappelle, Sir Smoke-a-Lot and Half-Baked. God, if you're listening, help! I'm hoping and praying that Kenny and Tyler like the other side of my bet. Because if we all agree, just put your lipstick on. Kiss of Death, part two, this week at the end of February. Our bets are coming up at the end of the show. But we officially begin the tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better, You Bet. With the type of news story, and I'm being sincere when I say this, you know, I feel like, and I'll just speak for myself, I started my career at the time Sirius Satellite Radio, and I've worked at a bunch of different outlets throughout my career. And I feel like, and even before, like I started my career after I graduated college, I worked at a bunch of places, most notably Blockbuster, which I talked about earlier this week. I worked at this former like Italian chain restaurant, Bertucci's, for a while. I was where everybody eats. I was a host there, setting the stage for a career doing what I do now. And I feel like when you're young, cue the kill, when you were young, you feel like the place you're at is stupid and it's not possible that other places can be as dumb, right? Like, you go somewhere else and they'll be smarter than the place that you're working at this moment. And one of the harsh realities of life, and on the list of harsh realities of life, this is way towards the bottom of the list, something you realize as you get older, is that there is rampant stupidity everywhere. And I don't even mean that as an insult. It's just the way it works. It doesn't mean that people are stupid or everybody's stupid. Everybody's not stupid. Like everyone on my show, I think we're all pretty intelligent. All of us that work on this crew. Maybe our bets don't reflect that, but as people, I think we're pretty smart. But I think it's kind of indisputable that companies, by and large, are pretty stupid. And this can be like grandpa's shoe shine all the way to Starbucks. This is, I just got to say this about it. This is actually a true story. So when I wake up in the morning, I got to take a shower, and then I go on. The Starbucks app is pretty great, right? I make my order. I go into Starbucks. I pick up my coffee, and I get an oatmeal every morning. So this morning, I walk into Starbucks, right? Now, normally, they put the oatmeal in a bag for me. There's no bag for the oatmeal. I don't want to carry the thing of oatmeal and a spoon around with me. I go to the woman at the front. I go, can I please have a bag for this? She actually charged me 5 cents for it before she handed it to me. She went to the cash register. She was 5 cents, please. I looked at her like, am I in bizarro world right now? So anyway, she's doing her job, I guess, technically. Could have given me the bag for the 5 cents. Like, what the hell is that? So I say this to say, whether you're a billion-dollar company or a mom-and-pop store, there is rampant stupidity everywhere. And the story that has come out last night into this morning with the National Football League exemplifies that maybe more than any story that I've either been a part of personally or have read or heard in my career and life. So earlier this week, NFL Executive Vice President Troy Vincent, and just for like younger people in the audience, like Kenny Henderson on our show crew. Kenny, just type this in the chat. Kenny's like 16 years old. Kenny, do you remember, do you know what Troy Vincent did before he was the executive vice president of the NFL? So just for people that don't know, if you're a little younger, Troy Vincent was a badass NFL cornerback. He was awesome. First with the Miami Dolphins and then later with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was a great player. Tortured the Giants for years when I was a kid. Troy Vincent was a great player. So now he's the executive vice president of the NFL. And earlier this week, he told, I didn't even know this was still a thing. Like Mark Maskey, who's covered the NFL for a really long time for the Washington Post. I thought the Washington Post, like, didn't everyone get really mad because they don't cover sports anymore? I'm being sincere. I have no idea. So apparently Mark Maskey is and no insult to him. He's done a great job for a long time for the Washington Post. So Troy Vincent tells Mark Maskey, also, like, I've ordered a number of things on Amazon this morning, most notably coffee that, like, my wife would really like to have. If you're listening, Jeff Bezos, please send me my coffee. No insult to you in the Washington Post. So Troy Vincent tells Mark Maskey, on the subject of NFL replay and the replay center in, quote-unquote, New York, and I love how we call this New York in the same way, like back in the day, wrestling promotions would refer to the then WWF as New, like we're going to New York, meant you were signing with the WWF. Well, where's replay review coming from? New York. Okay, does that mean Buffalo? Like, does it mean Brooklyn? Like, what is it? Westchester? What does it mean? Hashtag New York. So Troy Vincent says to Mark Maskey, he's kind of up, and I'm paraphrasing this, that he's a little upset because he feels like they blew a number of replay reviews this season, the National Football League. So I'm going to read this quote from Troy Vincent. Quote, when you watch, there was about 5 plays of the 171 plays that we called on replay or replay assist that came back to the booth. There were 5 that we said if we had to do it again on just the replay assist in general, of the 171 that occurred during the regular season, there were 5 after we kind of took a step back and breathed. 4 of them were in the 1 o'clock window, the early slate of games. 1 o'clock on the East Coast, noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific. That was way more math than I wanted to do this morning, early in the morning. I had to think about that. Vincent would add, it's just volume. And you go, ah, if we had to do that one again, just looking at it, those are the ones that we got wrong. So the majority are in the 1 o'clock window. This prompted Denver Broncos head coach Sean Payton, who is a member of the competition committee, to say he was, quote, a little surprised that the majority were in 1 o'clock games. Peyton said that we should never have this happen, basically, where there's this discrepancy, and that he's happy that he's the coach of the Broncos and that they play the majority of their games at 4 o'clock Eastern time. Peyton is not the only coach from Championship Sunday that weighed in on this issue. We also have this quote from New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel. And Vrabel saying, we need to find out why this is happening and make sure every game is treated the same. San Francisco 49ers general manager John Lynch, also a member of the competition committee, like Vrabel, like Sean Payton, saying that he believes the reason why the 1 p.m. games, there's more mistakes from replay in the early slate of games, is because there's fewer broadcast cameras at these games. I'm going to read this now. This comes courtesy of our friend Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. And I feel like this needs to be read so people understand this, because it is insane. This, it's going to sound like something from The Onion, but it's real. Okay. Each game at the 1 o'clock hour has a replay assistant dedicated to monitoring the action from the League Replay Center at the New York League office. So, at the New York League office. So, one replay assistant does this. The replay assistants have an individual station and use, I'm not making this up, they use an Xbox controller to view the different camera angles from the game. So this is like you're playing like Metal Gear Solid, rotating the camera angle around the corner to see if Solid Snake has to kill someone when you're around the corner. This is like unnamed Slappy in the NFL office rotating the camera to try and find out if like the pass was incomplete or not. But the replay assistant, that assistant, is not the final decision maker on a review. There are replay supervisors and vice presidents, plural, in the officiating department that can make the final decision on reviews. And with the expansion of replay assist, those who work in game management for NFL clubs have wondered exactly who the final decision maker is. And how many people within the officiating department have the power to make the replay decisions? Because the league has been vague about specifying who makes each individual replay decision. One of the plays that has been brought up, and you will remember this one because it's one that mattered and has a great consequence. And look, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give like a really dramatic example here. The officiating's been screwed up in every sport forever. So it's not like, you know, like they get this right. You can do butterfly effect and you could do sliding doors with a million plays in the history of sports. But, you know, like Ravens Steelers in week 14, where, and like, I don't care. I'm just saying like, this is what happened. The officials blew several calls in that game that benefited the Steelers and went against the Ravens. The Aaron Rodgers interception that like was overturned and shouldn't have been. Isaiah Likely caught a touchdown that they overturned, which was a pretty obvious touchdown, even in the moment watching it. So let's say the Ravens win that game, right? And who knows if they go on to win the AFC North, but they probably do, right, given how the season ended. Is John Harbaugh still the coach of the Ravens? Who's the head coach of the Giants? Where's Jesse Minter coaching? Now, I don't want to do this because that happened, then this happens. But I'm just saying, like, these are plays that the NFL should be getting right. And the fact, and this goes back to what I opened with, right? How everything's stupid, whether you're the smallest operation or whether you are a corporation that prints money like the NFL. They print money hand over fist. I'm one of the people that's giving them my money. I am obsessed with the National Football League. You won't find someone. You can find people that love the NFL as much as I do. You won't find anyone that loves it more than Nick Costos does. So, like, this is not me saying I'm going to stop watching. I'll never stop watching. I can't think of what would have to happen for me to not watch the NFL. It's my favorite thing outside of my family. Outside of the people that I love and care about, I love nothing more than National Football League football. But isn't this insane? Isn't this crazy that the NFL is screwing up replays like this. They have a gajillion, 11 gajillion billion dollars, and they can't get this right. I'm being sincere when I say this. This is going to sound like it's a joke. It's not. Now, maybe you are a competent person. I don't know you. I generally assume most people are incompetent. Maybe that says something about me. But let's just take me, right? I fancy myself a fairly competent individual. Bill Zimmerman is pretty competent. Our executive producer, like our whole crew is competent. Maybe that's not true. Let's just take me, for instance. If it's me, and you put me in charge of this, I would fix this problem in 5 seconds. You know what you do? Hire more people. Get more cameras at the 1 o'clock slate of games. Do you know how easy this is to fix? And the fact that they don't fix it, when they produce the greatest product of all time, and it's the best sports league on the planet, and we can't fix small issues like this, and we have like a massively huge decisions ruled incorrectly because of it. Why can't they fix this? They have all the resources to do it. The NFL has tons of smart people working there. It's insane. I'm sorry. It's crazy. This is like Apple on your iPhone. You know what the Apple just starts doing? Sending pictures of your side chick to your wife. Or Amazon sending you hand soap when you order dog food. Or Meta stealing your personal data and selling it to China. Oh, wait. That one actually happens. I will volunteer for $1 more than I'm making right now, and not a penny less. I will volunteer to fix this issue for the NFL. They don't have to get obvious replay decisions wrong anymore. All you have to do, get more cameras, hire more people. And you know how we know they can do that? Because they have more money than anybody. Absolutely insane. Absolutely ridiculous. 310-840 Xbox controller. Like an Xbox controller. Like me, like hitting the bong, eating Cheetos, getting orange cheese dust on the controller where I'm double kill, triple kill, killing spree in Halo. Capture the flag. Slayer. But what? Xbox controllers? Gain the lead. Double kill. Quadruple kill. It's unreal. Xbox controllers. Think about it. The NFL. Xbox controllers. What are we doing? What the hell are we doing? 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. Shout out to everyone listening on radio stations nationwide. Sirius XM Channel 375, the Odyssey app, the Westwood One app, watching on Twitch, and at youtube.com/@thecostos. We love each and every one of you. Quick break, and on the other side, the take that makes me sad and will make you mad about the 2026 Cleveland Browns. Coming up, Westwood One Sports, You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Will the Steelers wait for a decision from Aaron Rodgers? Or could Mike McCarthy and company be in the market for a QB like Malik Willis in free agency? Westwood One Sports.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
And Doug.
There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages can send our acquired
required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.